This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. And joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi there, Will.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be back. And you're not in New York, as you usually are.
Yeah, I'm in Seattle this weekend. It's for the 171st National Puzzlers League Convention. And there's about 160 puzzlers from all over the U.S. and Canada here for a whole weekend of word puzzles and games. Always a great time. And this is actually the 35th consecutive year that I've directed the program for the convention.
You know, that is just incredible. And congratulations on that. I hope they give you a little special ceremony. So remind us of the challenge you gave last week, would you please, Will?
Yes, I said, name a famous English composer with two vowels in his last name. Interchange the vowels, and you'll get the last name of a famous American writer. Who are these two people?
And who are they?
They are Elgar and Alger, as in Horatio Alger.
Very good. Edward Elgar and Horatio Alger. Well, Will, we received more than 1,700 correct entries this week, and out of those, our randomly chosen winner is Joe Wander from Panama City, Florida. Hi there, Joe.
Hi there.
Kind of a great name you've got there.
Well, I've got by pretty well with it.
What do you do in Panama City?
I'm a research chemist working for the Air Force.
All right. Very good. And how long have you been playing the puzzle, Joe?
Oh, I go back to the postcard days.
All right. I think that takes us back close to 25 years.
Not
almost.
Like that, but it's right in there.
Okay. That takes us back a long way, I know. So are you ready to play the puzzle today, Joe?
Sure. Let's give it a shot.
Very good. All right. Will, meet Joe. And let's play.
All right, Joe and Jackie. Today I've brought a game of categories. You probably know how this works. I'm going to give you some categories. For each one, name something in the category beginning with the letters of gamut, G-A-M-U-T. For example, if the category were girls' names, you might say Gloria, Amelia, Martha, Ursula, and Teresa. And you can do any answer that works is correct, and you can give me the answers in any order you want.
Okay, G-A-M-U-T.
That's it. And your first category is presidential first names. First names of U.S. presidents.
All right.
George.
Yes.
Martin.
Yes.
Thomas.
That's correct. You need A and U.
Andrew.
Andrew Jackson is good.
And Ulysses.
And Ulysses Grant. Excellent.
Very good.
Second category is countries in Africa.
Gabon.
Yes.
Mali.
Good.
Tonga in Africa?
No, Tonga's in the South Pacific.
But you were close on the pronunciation. Take out the end.
Take out that end and change the last vowel. You'll have something.
Tanganyika?
Well, Tanzania, I'll give you. Also
right.
Togo and Tunisia.
Okay. I'll settle for that.
All Uganda. Right, you need... Uganda is good, and all you need is an A. There are two of them.
Algeria
and Angola. Excellent.
Very good.
Your next category is blood relatives. Relatives related by blood.
Boy. Aunt, uncle, mother.
Yes. How about a G?
Grandfather.
Grandfather. And the T is a tough one.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Let's see.
What I mean to do, say again?
Twin,
I'll give you twin.
Oh, excellent.
My official answer was third cousin.
Third cousin.
Oof.
Okay, well, that was better than I'm thinking. Toe is not a relative. I can touch
no.
mine.
Okay. All right, try this. Musical instruments.
Guitar.
Yes.
Mandolin. Ukulele.
Good. Yes. A and T.
Let's see. Tibla.
What's
tuba?
That one?
Tibla.
Tuba, yes, yes. Good.
Oh,
and
tabla. You're thinking of the drum. But
T-I-P-L-E. It's an eight-string Mexican instrument.
Wow, okay. Most people would say trumpet or trombone, but I'll give you that one. Okay. And how about A?
Accordion.
Accordion, good.
Very good.
All right, well, here's your last category. Things to pack in a suitcase.
I should be good at that.
And don't get caught with.
And get caught with.
And don't get caught with.
Oh, and don't get caught.
Well, underwear, T-shirt.
Yes.
Mirror.
Mirror? Hmm. Wow. Okay.
Oh, mirror.
Mouthwash, medicine, and money is all good.
Makeup.
How about G and A?
Mouthwash isn't easy anymore. You're held down to 4 ounces.
Yeah, you have to do just a tiny bit.
G and A. A could be an ascot.
an ascot or aspirin, an alarm clock. And how about a G?
G. Gloves.
Gloves. Oh, you're good. Also glasses and gym clothes. Joe, you did a great job.
Well, I'm happy to get out alive. I'll show my face at work on Monday, Tuesday.
You know, that was one of those puzzle entries you've had, Will. You could either, you know, sort of play it straight or be way too revelatory on the radio.
Right. That's why I love the suitcase category. Yeah.
And I was thinking of things and saying, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. So, Joe, you know you've won a lot of prizes, and to tell you about the goodies you'll receive for playing the puzzle today, and thanks for doing it, we have someone who is himself a creator of goodies and treats, and I'm speaking to him elsewhere in today's show. He's the lawyer-turned-pastry chef and former Food Network star, Warren Brown. Here he is.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. The book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press. One of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. And a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
So there you are, Joe, from Warren Brown and us. And before we let you go, please tell us what member station you listen to.
Well, I have two. The local station is WKGC, and WFSW is a satellite from Tallahassee, and I'm a member of both of them.
Well, we're happy you are. Joe Wander of Panama City, Florida. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle today.
Oh, thanks so much for letting me.
Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from Eric Berlin, and he's a puzzler here at the National Puzzlers League Convention this weekend. He just gave this to me. And it's take a term in eight letters that's often used to mean a good child. Remove the first two and last two letters and reverse what remains, you'll have a four-letter word meaning a bad child. So again, a term in eight letters that's often used to mean a good child. Drop the first two and the last two letters, reverse what remains, you'll have a four-letter word meaning a bad child. What terms are these?
Okay, well, I won't give out any hints right now. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. The deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. East Coast time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call if you're the winner. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. So, Will, Leanne Hansen is back next week. You'll have your usual puzzle partner to play with. But I'll be waiting in the wings for our next time up, and thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Jackie.